There is an astonishing report today about the use of an experimental serum on the American missionaries infected with Ebola. Dr. Kent Branley is now getting treatment at Atlanta's Emory University Hospital. But CNN and Emory professor Dr. Sanjay Gupta reports that while Dr. Branley was still in Liberia, he began having trouble breathing, said, "I'm going to die," was given this serum, and within the hour, his situation was nearly reversed. His colleague, Nancy Reipel, also has Ebola and was given two doses of the serum, ZMapp, with marked improvement the second time. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health is one of the country's top infectious disease experts. He joins us now. Dr. Fauci, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
And your thoughts on this. We keep hearing there is no cure for Ebola.
Right.
But what do you think about what we're hearing now, this almost complete reversal of these symptoms?
If that really resulted from the administration of the serum, that would be wonderful. But I think we really have to be careful about reports of rapid, miraculous turnarounds because, remember, you're dealing with a single patient. The reports that the effect was seen within 20 minutes, that's not usually the way antibodies work. Mm. And so I just want to add a little bit of skepticism to that.
It could have been something else that just hit at that point.
He could have been getting better anyway.
Yeah. Well, but you mentioned antibodies. So let's back up. Remind us, what is a serum? What was in this one?
Okay. What this is an antibody. An antibody is a protein that your body makes that fights against infections in general. So if you get vaccinated against anything, flu or measles or whatever, your body will make antibodies that will hopefully protect you if you were exposed. What Dr. Brantley and Ms. Reitbold got was a cocktail of what we call monoclonal antibodies, or a group of these proteins, these antibodies, which have been produced outside of the body, produced in an experimental way to allow one to then take those antibodies and actually directly administer them to the patient. So instead of getting a vaccine that you give to somebody so that their own body will make the antibodies, you're actually directly infusing the antibodies into the person. And that's what happened with Dr. Brantley and with Ms. Reitbold.
So that's what the serum was. And a serum, by the way, we're reminding ourselves, is what? It's blood that's spun.
If you take the red cells and the white cells out, and what you're left is with plasma, when that clots, it becomes serum.
Well, so there's the serum. And then we were also told that Dr. Brantley also got a blood transfusion from a 14-year-old who survived Ebola. Would that be the same thinking? Give someone the antibodies?
Well, yeah. In principle, what that would mean is that the young boy, this is what I'm hearing secondhand, but I've heard it from a number of sources, that there was a 14-year-old boy who was infected with Ebola, got sick, and recovered. And the fact that the boy recovered means that the boy's body very likely, almost certainly, made antibodies against Ebola. So they took blood from the boy and transfused it into Dr. Brantley with the hope that you would be passively transferring these antibodies to Dr. Brantley, which would help him and perhaps get his virus to be more under control.
Well, what does all of this mean? Because this serum, the ZMapp, has not been approved for human use.
Right.
If, in fact, you're being cautious, which is smart, but if, in fact, this is seen to have this reversal or lessening of symptoms, what happens then? I mean, there are hundreds of people in Africa dying from this.
Well, the problem is that there are very, very few doses of this antibody, literally a handful of doses. We at the Department of Health and Human Services are working with the company, and others are too, to try and get the production and the scale up as rapid as possible. But we're talking about, even if you do scale up, we're not going to have a large number of doses available relatively soon.
Well, what about the idea of the transfusions from people who have survived it and have developed antibodies?
Yeah, you have to really be careful with that, because there are a lot of dangers in that, particularly when you don't know exactly who it is that you're dealing with who got infection. So I don't think that kind of transfusion from one person to another on a large scale is something that's feasible at this point.
Well, and just remind us again, because it's been a little confusing. We hear that Ebola is usually fatal, but now we're hearing about people maybe surviving it. What does that mean? Will you always have Ebola, or will it run its course?
No. Once you recover from it, you're okay. If someone doesn't have accessibility to a good medical facility where you can replace fluids, give antibiotics for secondary infections. There's no direct treatment for Ebola. Take care of organ system dysfunction, such as kidney failure and liver failure, then you can bring the mortality down considerably, because in some instances it's as high as 90%. Right now, all cases considered in West Africa, it's somewhere between 50 and 60%, but we want to develop a vaccine to prevent it.
And how close are we with that?
We've developed a vaccine that is highly effective in a monkey model. If you vaccinate monkeys and challenge them with Ebola, you can protect virtually 100% of them with a vaccine. We're going to go into phase one clinical trials in humans in mid-September. And if, in fact, it is safe and it induces response, we may have one available for limited use by the end of 2015.
You just mentioned 2015. I mean, well, there's an outbreak now. Do you have a sense of the numbers that we might be seeing until we get a vaccine and these treatments, these therapies?
Fundamentally, Ebola in Africa is now a healthcare delivery problem. You can shut the epidemic off if you isolate people and break the chain of transmission. There are customs and traditions in those nations which compound the problem and make it worse. People are reluctant and sometimes, and understandably, afraid to bring their relatives and their loved ones to a hospital because, as far as they're concerned, most of the people that come into the hospital die, which is the truth because of the high mortality. They keep the patient at home and they infect everyone in the family. The patient dies and then friends come in and touch the body as part of the tradition in those nations. That's how that spread. If we could interrupt that cycle, you can shut this outbreak off without a vaccine. There have been a number of outbreaks since 1976, 23, 24 outbreaks of varying sizes. This is unquestionably the worst, but under the best of circumstances, good health care delivery, good isolation, good protection can shut the epidemic off. We want a vaccine, but you can do it without a vaccine.
That's Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health. Dr. Fauci, thanks so much.
You're quite welcome. Nice being with you.
And again, the second Ebola patient, Nancy Wrightbull, is scheduled to arrive at Emory University Hospital in Atlanta tomorrow, the second person with Ebola on American soil. We'll follow this story.